I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources report. If you're looking for a great day trip in West Virginia this summer, pick a weekend to head to Upshur County and visit the West Virginia Wildlife Center. I'll tell you more about what's there in a moment.
Ahoy, boater!
Who are you?
I'm your safety pirate. Why aren't you wearing your life jacket?
I haven't launched my boat yet.
What's in a thermos, liquor?
It's coffee.
Have you taken a boat and safety course?
Yep.
Who played the skipper on Gilligan's Island, eh?
Alan Hale Jr.
This message is from the National Safe Boating Council, who wants you to be safe when you're out on the water. So take a boating safety course, wear your life jacket, and watch out for other boaters.
And boat smart from the start, matey!
If you want to know what's out there in West Virginia wildlife, the best place to see it would be at the West Virginia Wildlife Center in French Creek. The exhibition center features a full display of animals that are indigenous to West Virginia. Rob Sylvester is the manager of the facility and tells us there is a real treat for visitors this year.
This year, for the first time that I can remember, and I talked to Bill Vanscoy, and he only remembers one other time, our bobcats in the exhibit had kits, and the people are just flocking out here to see those kits. And that's pretty exciting.
Another very popular exhibit is the otters, which allows you to watch the playful animals from above and below the water.
We've made a few improvements in and around the otter exhibit. One of the things we added last year, and it's really getting a lot of attention this year, is our new snake exhibit. It's more like the old pit type of exhibit that we used to have here years ago. They look more in their natural setting and rock crevices and everything, and people can walk by the windows. Hopefully here by next week or two, we'll have some new interpretive signs there for the visitors to look at the snakes.
Always a crowd pleaser as well, the black bear pen.
They are real inquisitive with the people. We've got one bear who really likes to go down and kind of show off in front of everybody.
And if you're a nature lover, the newest part of the facility is a trail that lets you experience a true nature walk.
We've actually added an interpretive trail, and that's been there. It was actually there last year, but I don't think a lot of people noticed it or used it. But
Sylvester says naturally it's a fun experience, but the main goal here is education.
In the eyes of these kids' faces when they come here every year, they're our future, and the children are our greatest asset that we have in our state. And outdoor education and learning about wildlife is, you know, in schools, they really don't get that. I mean, they have to come to places like here or go to a zoo somewhere to really see it. And I'd really hope that we can continue with some of our master plan, because I think that, overall, that's going to be what really makes our state stand out and really make our agency stand out in this area of outdoor education.
Wildlife Center's on Route 20, south of Buchanan at French Creek. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.